possibly mandatory evacuation.
And about 1 million Floridians are still waiting for power to be restored. Residents of South Florida are cleaning up. Our David Mattingly is in South Dade County, where some families say they were caught off guard by the storm.
We visited one family who had just moved into a new house in southwest Dade County. The neighbors tell them they had never had any kind of flooding problem before, but because of the 15 inches that Katrina dropped here, they had one last night, almost a foot of water inside their home.
Aruban authorities aren't saying much, but they apparently have some new evidence in the Natalie Holloway case. Today, they rearrested the Calpo brothers, linking them to the rape and murder of the missing Alabama teenager. It'll be at least another 2 months before the so-called morning-after birth control pill can be sold over the counter. FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford says the agency just needs some more time.
We need to resolve these policy and regulatory questions before we can reach a final decision on the underlying science that was presented to us.
The FDA planning to allow over-the-counter sales of the pills to adults, but not to teenagers. And a new exhibit today at the London Zoo. They put 8 Homo sapiens on display. Homo sapiens, of course, aren't people. The idea to show that people are just another kind of primate. This is CNN Radio News.
Are you over 45 like me and you have term life insurance? Then you may be paying way too much. There's a tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies. The Term Lifeline specializes in helping those of us that are over 45 and want $500,000 or more in term life insurance. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $500,000 plan is only $113 a month, and that's guaranteed for 20 years. If you're over 45 and you want $500,000 or more in term life insurance, you call the Term Lifeline now. 800-419-1970. 800-419-1970. 800-419-1970.
We've all enjoyed seeing the value of our homes go up over the last few years, but our Kathleen Hayes says Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan is now warning us that may not always be the case.
He seems to be saying that there is always the possibility that people are putting too little risk on the chance that home prices, stock prices could go down just like they go up, and that's something that policymakers are going to have to watch very, very carefully.
Greenspan says rising home prices are mostly paper wealth, which could evaporate at almost any time. A legal setback for Catholics in Washington State. Federal bankruptcy judge says all parish churches, schools, and other property can be sold off if that's what it takes to pay financial judgments to the victims of clergy sex abuse. The ruling could have ramifications for other dioceses around the country. School officials in Dallas ordering most of their principals to take Spanish classes. A court challenge to that is expected. This is news from CNN Radio. Our Bob Witkin reports that the FBI has now made some arrests in that computer worm that hit U.S. news organizations earlier this month.
A 21-year-old from Turkey and an 18-year-old from Morocco have been charged with spreading the worm that targeted Windows 2000 and some early XP-based computers. Authorities say they were able to open a back door that exploited the operating system's vulnerability. Both were arrested in their home countries by authorities cooperating with U.S. investigators. CNN, ABC, The New York Times, and the U.S. Customs Service were among the organizations the worm had been able to penetrate. Bob Witkin, CNN Radio.
And two former members of the heavy metal rock group Guns N' Roses are suing their lead singer, Axl Rose. They claim he's been keeping their shares of royalty payments over the last few years. His attorney says Rose has already returned any overpayments. I'm Greg Black, and this is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, is almost 1 year old. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the sponsors who helped bring us Mark and Mark, Al and Catherine, Randy, and the rest to Madison since the very beginning.
Hi, this is Pete from Bachman Pools and Spas, wishing 92.1 the Mike a happy first anniversary. Come celebrate Bachman Pools and Spas' 20th anniversary with the lowest possible prices on hot spring spas. We have a spa for you in any size or any budget at Bachman Pools and Spas.
This is the Mike 92.1.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day is important.
but it's sometimes easier said than done with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for young children to get one of those five servings. And introducing 100% juice in the daycare and elementary school years is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's.
You're fed up. This is the Mike Molloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio. You're listening to a best of Mike Molloy Show this evening. Mike will return live on Monday to kick some flying monkey tails.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Molloy here on Air America Radio. It is Friday. Aren't you glad? We have a weird program tonight.
Tonight?
We may do Uncle Mike's Story Corner. We have some music that I think you're going to like. One of the songs that was sent to us is a song about Cindy Sheehan. Who's the author of that song? Do you have it in front of you, Kathy?
It's David Rovick.
David Rovick?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play that tonight. We've only heard it one time. And just kind of ask your opinion of it. Also, George Bush singing Imagine. Yeah, it was it's his voice. You know, like the parody song that we have of Rush Limbaugh, I'm a Nazi, which is pieced together chunks of Limbaugh's actual verbiage. Well, this one is Bush singing John Lennon's Imagine. It was put together by a group in Australia, the waxaudio.com, and they're pissed off. They're very, very, very pissed off. And they put this song together, and you've got to hear it. I mean, there's an unintended, or maybe it is intended, poignancy to this song. Sadness, whatever you want to call it, but hearing Bush singing Imagine, huh? We'll get to that tonight. When are we going to do that? A little bit later? All right.
It's all up to you.
And thanks to Sean at Metal Postcard for sending Imagine. Actually, they're titling it Imagine This, which I think is kind of cool. We're going to try to take a lot of phone calls tonight. 866-303-2270 is the number. And last night we had on the program a gentleman from Chicago who spoke on behalf of the Palestinians where it concerned the Israeli evacuation of Gaza. Our intent was to provide that point of view from the Jewish Israeli Jewish side. Tonight, you even got a phone call today from Israel, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried all day to track down someone who could speak from the standpoint of someone who was opposed to the disengagement, and I was talking to people in Israel, where it's 5 in the morning, apparently, while we're on the air, and apparently, I mean, it was just impossible on a Friday afternoon to get a good person to speak on this issue. I talked to United Jewish Communities, I talked to the Israeli consulate, so in the interest of balance, we did our best. We'll try to get somebody on next week, but I couldn't get anybody on tonight.
All right, now I wanted Kathy to explain that, because if I would have said it, I'm sure I would have gotten a bunch of emails, you know, saying, "You're a liar!" So anyway, we will continue to make the effort to provide you with that point of view where it concerns the disengagement of the illegal settlements in Gaza. We'll try to provide. We will continue to make the effort. We'll do it on Monday. Hopefully Monday night we can have somebody on the program. Sid sent me an email that said, "I found that if you email Mike Gallagher, you start receiving emails from his supporters giving you a lot of grief. This is bizarre. Maybe you could mention it on your radio show. Thanks." All right, we just did. Yeah, somebody else emailed me basically the same thing, that if you write to this... this guy Mike Gallagher, who he was the one that took the people to Camp Casey, and they all started chanting, "We don't care." Gallagher is a real just an awful man. This is another one of these chicken hawks on the right. He has four adopted sons who are all military age, none of whom would ever consider going into the military. Nor did Gallagher himself. But he's really like so many of these right wing radio talk show hosts. He's not the kind of person that you'd feel comfortable with sitting next to in a theater or a diner or a hanging. You know, he's just another right-wing scum sucker. Just terrible, terrible. What else we got here tonight? Jim Loeb, writing for Interpress Service, brings up this issue of the tipping point. Has the tipping point in Iraq been reached, or on Iraq been reached? For those of you old enough to remember, the tipping point in Vietnam was the Tet Offensive. Do you remember that? Some of you remember that, 1968. And that's when Lyndon Johnson's approval of Lyndon Johnson's handling of the war in Vietnam sank to an all-time low for a wartime president. Not as low as Bush's handling of the Iraq war. But the suggestion is made that this tipping point has been reached in Iraq. Support is disappearing. Even support in this filthy, degenerate Republican Party. A group of thugs unlike any I've ever seen in my lifetime who have had ample opportunity to resist what the psychopath in the White House has done and have refused to do so. Now, I know, I can say the same thing about the Democrats, because the Democrats, especially in the Senate, have displayed a cowardice that is astonishing to me where it concerns the Bush crime family. But the Republicans in the House and the Senate have been the chief enablers of this madman. And even they now, some of them, Chuck Hagel is one of them, Newt Gingrich, who is not in in government anymore, and who is the architect of an awful lot of the vilification of our political system. Newt Gingrich did his best to destroy our system, replace it with one-party rule. All's fair in politics and in war and love and that sort of thing, right? No, that's not right. All is not fair. It isn't. When you have the power of media, it's no longer fair to just get out there and lie and distort and do what Limbaugh, the pig man, did, do what Newt Gingrich, a real megalomaniac, if ever one existed, what he did. No, it's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not just. It isn't. Should there be limits? Yeah, and you know what the limits should be? The truth. That's all. The truth. That's all. The truth. And the truth is as alien to Republicans and to those who are running this country now, whether it be in government or religion or media. The truth is as alien to them as Mars. It's nothing to them. Distortions, lies, subterfuge, misinformation, disinformation, and corruption. This is what the Republicans and the religious right have morphed into. You know it. I know it. There's no point in sitting here talking about it every night. And they know it. These vile bastards know it. You can't look in the mirror when you are lying constantly, whether you're lying about Jesus or lying about our system of government or lying about Iraq or lying about global warming or lying about pollution from mercury. You know, you can't look in the mirror and not be aware of the lies. Nobody is capable of that degree of self-delusion. Anyway, I digress. So it's starting to fall apart. The support, even within the Bush administration now, as Maureen Dowd quoted, one of the Bush thugs said to the Washington Post the other day, quote, "We are in a process, where it concerns Iraq, we are in a process of absorbing the factors of there and shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning," end quote. What? Shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning? This is what is infuriating to me, and I'm sure to you. We told these ugly bastards 3 years ago, didn't we? When we took to the streets in this country and all around the world, The peace movement took to the streets and said, no, this is not just, it's not right, it's not correct. Remember? And for the past 3 years, you and I have been telling these monsters in the they're toy monsters who have a lot of power at their disposal. We've been telling them over and over again, you're lying sons of bitches. You are utterly, absolutely lying. And now even within this disgusting, decrepit, immoral, corrupt administration, they're starting to realize the truth. That dam is gonna break, and it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Yeah, one day soon, that dam is gonna break, and it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. From me.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Stephanie Miller. I'm on the left side of the dial.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, brings you the hosts, headlines, and guests that you want. Thanks to you, our listeners, we're still gaining speed. And thanks to our sponsors who were with the Mike 1 year ago for our launch.
This is Jason from Artemis Specialty Meats and Deli in Heritage Square, corner of Whitney Way and Odana Road. Everyone at Artemis wants to wish 92.1 the Mike a very happy first anniversary, and many more.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the fool you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait. Whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the... sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. They were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them in hailables. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson Bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean... We all use the pleasure clone. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
What isn't? This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
We still at war. It's in our country's interest to find those who would do harm to us and get them out of harm's way.
When no one gives a damn about the future of children, just building a cash flow, making a bank account, let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Because I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sin? All the turmoil is making my blood boil, because I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See, the so-called media, Sway don't believe in you the way I'm receiving you. Decision, decision.
It's about 22 past the hour. The tipping point where it concerns Bush's murderous attack, murderous to us. You know, I was thinking about the kids. I'm going to call them kids. I have that right now that I've reached this age. The kids who signed up to be in the military for whatever reason. If you have listened to this program for a long time, you know that I am a strong supporter of the military. I also acknowledge that atrocities beyond belief have been committed sometimes by certain leaders in our military or of the history of this country and certain individuals. Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm not so naive as to, you know, be just a knee-jerk, you know, I love the Army type. But I also understand the traditions, and I also understand that because we are human beings and have not evolved to the point where war is not an option, that it's probably a good idea to have people who are willing to go through the training, put on the uniform, and occasionally fight. And I hate that. I hate that as much as I hate the fact that I own guns and know how to use them and will use them. But that's kind of the reality that we're dealt here in this time and this place. But I think about the young people who have joined the military in this disgusting, filthy age of Bush. I think about the young people who were so shocked by what happened on September 11, 2001 in this country, that resulted in so many of them saying, no, damn it, nobody's going to attack my country. And they signed up thinking that what they were signing up for was to track down the people who did this to their country, which turned out in so many instances, most instances, to be not the case. But the Bush crime family took that youthful insistence on defending this country and turned it into something sick and perverted by redirecting it toward the invasion of a country that had done nothing to us except exist and have the second largest reserves of oil on the planet. And for this, for taking that youthful determination to defend the country, and not even defend the country, to seek revenge, to avenge the country for the attack. Now, there is an element of naivety here that all of us can share in. We have perpetrated just that sort of horror and destruction and death on so many countries, so many people, so many societies. Oh my God, we have. But to the kids who joined the United States military after 2001, and subsequent to that even, who were lied into it. Now, I'm not talking about these scum-sucking recruiters. May they all rot in hell. They're worse than used car salesmen. Sorry if you're Just an expression if you're a used... No, I'm not sorry. Used car salesmen suck, too. But the recruiters, the lies they told to get these young kids in, that's bad enough. But the overarching lies pumped into this society by the Bush crime family and their whores in media, like Limbaugh, like Hannity, like Savage, like Gallagher, like all of them. And that's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. And that takes us all the way back to not just Cindy Sheehan, but every single mother or father or husband or wife or daughter or son who has had to deal with the death of their family member in Iraq. Cindy Sheehan's simple question, what was the noble cause my son died for, is more valid than anything I have heard asked of this corrupt criminal administration in the 5 years that has taken this country into the toilet. It is the most valid, simple, straightforward, honest question asked of these people. Now, what's the answer now? We're in a process of absorbing the factors of the situation we're in and shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning. You son of a bitches. You filthy, filthy people. You have the audacity to say that now. With coming close to 1,900 families in this country that are suffering the terrible pain that'll never go away. Thousands of Iraqi families who have seen their children blown to pieces. You dirty bastards.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Get real with Chuck D.
On the Real, Sunday nights at 10 on the Mike 92.1.
Spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
Top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silent.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment, masterfully crafted radio. Raves the Washington Post.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Entertainment Weekly declares, finally, a thriller with brains. From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Wednesday, August 31st.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Progressive Sound Off with Al Franken here on the Mike 92.1.
Mayor Rocky Anderson of Salt Lake City, Utah. On Monday, the city
welcomed or protested, actually. The president, some people protest, some people welcome President Bush.
Well, the city was hosting the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention.
That's right.
And the president spoke there.
There was a large protest there, and one of the protesters was Mayor Anderson himself. Now, a lot of people probably don't understand this. We've had you on before. You are a very progressive, dare say liberal, mayor of the capital city of probably one of the reddest states in the country.
It is the reddest state, actually. President Bush enjoyed the greatest margin of victory in both of his elections in Utah, and that's why we felt it especially important that we get thousands of people together, which we did. It was well over 2,000 people gathered to express their deep, deep concern about the direction in which this administration has taken this nation.
Do you feel that if the president, and there's no way he's going to do this, saying the war isn't where we thought it would be, would that go a long way toward Americans going like, okay, now I trust you a little bit?
I think it would. In fact, I made it very clear. I said, I wish this president well. He would have to change course immensely, but I really wish him well. I wish that he would stand up and say, we didn't tell you the truth. We didn't tell you that the documents upon which we based our claim that Saddam Hussein was buying nuclear materials from Niger were actually forged, and we knew that before we went into Iraq. We got the information back from Joe Wilson, and Karl Rove tried to punish him by disclosing that his wife was
That would go a certain way of firing Rove. It'd be like, wow.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Boy, was the president excited yesterday. He got to congratulate the Space Shuttle Discovery team.
I want to congratulate y'all for a great mission. I'm a pilot, too. It's almost like being a spaceman. Anyway, this mission I was on, there I was, 20,000 feet. Oh, wait a minute. It was just a beer run. Never mind. Gotta go.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bola, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the Great Migration of the Old People. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground. A giant meteor crater, whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding a Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
Ed Heads and Al Pals, the nation's leaders in progressive talk, are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
We're on a scavenger hunt for terror.
A scavenger hunt for terror. Wow. In Maureen Dowd's column yesterday, or a couple days ago, she quotes the Washington Post, in the Washington Post, a Bush crime family official saying, "We are in a process of absorbing the factors of the situation we're in," referring to Iraq, "and shedding the unreality that dominated at the beginning." And then Maureen writes, "They had better start absorbing and shredding a lot faster before many more American kids die. And they had better tell the boy in the bubble, who continues to dwell in delusion, hailing the fights and delays on the Iraqi constitution as a, quote, tribute to democracy, end quote. The president's peddling as fast as he can, but he's going nowhere. All right, this is from our friends in Australia. Sean sent this from Metal Postcard, and this is actually George Bush singing John Lennon's Imagine, and they are titling it Imagine This. So if try to capture this. If you don't get this, you can download it from either White Rose or Air America Place. But this is interesting. And again, when I first heard this, I thought, you know, there's either an unintended or a deliberately intended poignancy to this song. When I listened to it the first time, I got a combination of anger and sadness, which is not a good combination. What, we can't play it now after that setup? Wait. All right, we're having a techno problem with Kathy's computer. So we will play it momentarily. Why do we have technical problems on this program? You know, we shouldn't have them. We really shouldn't. Then there's this. Let me toss this into the mix. A former U.S. Marine. Now, this is reported on Channel 13 in Rochester, New York, among other places. I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago. I don't know why all of a sudden this is surfacing again, but this is from their newscast just the other day. And it says, a former U.S. Marine who participated in capturing ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein said the public version of his capture was fabricated. Former Sergeant Nadim Abu Rabah, of Lebanese descent, was quoted in the Saudi daily Al-Madina Wednesday as saying Saddam was actually captured Friday, December 12th, and not the day after, as announced by the U.S. Army. He went on to say, I was among the 20-man unit, including eight of us of Arab descent, who searched for Saddam for 3 days in the area of Duar near Tikrit, and we found him in a modest home in a small village and not in a hole, as announced. We captured him after fierce resistance, during which a U.S. Marine of Sudanese origin was killed. This former Marine then went on to say Saddam himself fired at them with a gun from the window of a room on the second floor. And then the Arab speakers in this Marine platoon or unit shouted at him in Arabic, you have to surrender, there is no point of resisting. The Marine says later on a military production team fabricated the film of Saddam's capture in a hole, which was in fact a deserted well. Now, where is it? Is that reported on Al Jazeera? No, it's reported on Channel 13 in Rochester, New York. So, again, take it with as many grains of salt as you want to, but keep in mind all the other lies and filth and degeneracy this corrupt administration has dumped into the airwaves of this country in order to sell and continue to sell their filthy little war. You ready now? George W. Bush, Imagine This? Let's do it.
One, two, three, four. Imagine, there's no heaven. Heaven. It's easy. If you try. No hell. Below us. And above us, only sky. Imagine all the people. It is not hard to do. Hard to do. Hard to do. Hard to do. Nothing to kill or die.
for them. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people living side by side. Peace. You can say, I'm a dreamer. But I'm not the only one. And I hope someday you'll join me. And the world will live as one, two, three, four. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing.
Isn't that heartbreaking? That's why I say I'm not sure of what warpaudio.com in Australia, what they had in mind, but it damn sure is effective. Right? Thanks to Sean of Metal Postcard for sending this up to the Northern Hemisphere here. Isn't that the George W. Bush that we kind of all wish we had? In fact, any president. Who could relate to what that song says. Oh damn! Now I feel awful. Now I just can we put on a best of and let's go home? That just absolutely destroyed me. Now the first time when Kathy and I sat here in the studio and played that earlier today, it didn't have the effect on me that it just had. Oh well. If you want to get a copy of that, I think all you have to do is. Go to waxaudio.com.au. Wax Audio. I said Warp Audio earlier. It's not. It's Wax Audio. Waxaudio.com.au. And look around for it. It's called Imagine This. All right. Let's take some phone calls, as promised. Let's start with Nino, who's calling in from Chicago. Hey, Nino, welcome to the program.
Sensei Mike, how are you?
Hey, Nino, what's up?
We meet again. I'm so glad to catch up with you, man.
I hear you. Hey, Nino, hold on. Let me put you on hold. We got a break here. I'll be back. We'll talk. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Oh, surprised we'd get the trifecta.
Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion to.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, telling the truth since 2004.
Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. No new logging in Alaska's Tongass National Forest, at least for now. The Tongass is home to the world's largest seasonal virgin rainforest, with some trees there over 500 years old. A federal court has rejected the government's attempt to expand logging there, ruling that the government overstated demand for the timber and understated the damage it would do to the forest. The timber industry is vowing to try again. The ban was imposed during the Clinton administration.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
You'd be a great double agent. I mean, no one would suspect you.
Right.
Comedian by day, espionage by night.
That's a sitcom. I'm going to pitch it.
I think you should. Dun, 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 dun.
And we have a lot of foreign sources on.
Like, would you do some handoffs of briefcases underneath the desk here?
Yes. The Al Franken Show. Weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. A fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who was trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Listen, you're on the mic.
We love listening to 92.1. We call it our radio station.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
It's about 10 before the hour. Back to Nino, who's called in from Chicago. One of our old wrecking crew from years gone by. Nino, are you there?
I am here, Sensei Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
First of all, I'd like to start off by saying, you can tell every convict that I have first dibs on March. I have first dibs on Marge. We go way back, and hey, I've had a crush on her since WLS days.
I know that's the truth, Grasshopper. I understand.
So, if anybody's going to date Marge, it's going to be me.
I hear you.
Secondly, I want to tell you about my new name. I've changed my name, and I want to, you know, have respect. My new name is Nino Malloy Galloway Vidal, and I want to be referred to as Nino Malloy Galloway Vidal.
Grasshopper, we cannot allow these things to happen. Your name was bestowed upon you by your parents, Grasshopper.
Well, you're my spiritual father, okay? Like it or not, I have adopted you, whether you want to adopt me.
You're cracking me up, Nino. Come on,
okay.
Man.
And so, but seriously, what I call to talk about was, is there anybody who still believes in Bush's competency as a president? I mean, especially after the way that Mrs. Sheehan was treated. I mean, that was just, I mean, as we say in the streets, that was nigga low. And as an African-American, I can say that was just so disrespectful. I mean, all she wants is to know, you know, what did her son die for? She has that right. And they can't even come to her and respect this woman. I mean, she's going through some serious grief. And if you, I mean, what I saw was, it's that same old illness that allowed black people to be strung up from trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's affecting, you know, middle-class white folks. And I've always said that if we didn't kill this illness, if we didn't treat it and find out why it happens, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to consume all of us.
That's
we
right.
all have to realize that we're as good as the weakest link in the chain. Like it or not, we are all part of the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, man, it just, it really tore me apart to see her just, I mean, it's just like she just wants to know. She just wants to know. She needs some closure, some comfort. And this demon, George W. Beast, can't give her, you know, he can't even give her the time of day, and I hate that. I really do hate that.
Let me ask something. You know, who, excuse me, what offends you more, Bush's failure to respond to Cindy Sheehan, or the attack now that has become full-throated and a screaming reaction from right-wingers, whether they are on the religious right or the political right, or especially these right-wing animals that exist in talk radio? Which offends you more, Bush or this gang on the right?
As it relates to George W. Beast, I don't call him Bush. He's George W. Beast.
Okay, Beast.
And the Beast stands for wicked. What offends me more is the Ann Coulters, the Rush Limbaughs, the David Horowitz, how they're trying to attack this lady. I wish they would just fall back. I don't have much faith in Bush anyway, because I understand he's never had to be smart, so that's why he's so dumb. He never had to reach for anything.
Right, that's kind of what I'm talking about, is Bush, you expect this. You expect George W. Bush to not be able to connect on any level to what Cindy Sheehan is there for. So it's just one more nail in the coffin, so to speak, one more affirmation that this guy is really some kind of a punk. So, but I didn't expect the attack against her that is coming from people who are so willing to commit other people's lives to war and death and destruction, but not their own or their family members. I didn't expect this kind of an attack. It's a shock, and it makes me ashamed once again to be an American. I am just deeply ashamed.
It really is kind of mind-boggling, and when you stop and think that these are the people who love the embryo so much, they just care about the embryo and all the poor embryo, but yet they would go and attack a mother who has lost her son. I don't know if that's her only child, but whether it is or not, I mean, it just makes me cringe to know that she's being attacked like that. You know, and once again, I like to tell, because I tell people this all the time, and I have to speak to my white brothers and sisters, and I have to say, if you still believe in George Beast's competency as a president, then to me, you're just as stupid as the next blonde who wants to still date O.J. Seriously.
Oh, God. Oh, that's cold. That's cold.
So maybe if we let them know just how... See, because I'm from the streets, so I speak, you know, very... From the streets.
I know you do.
Maybe we have to speak to them from that area. Because they don't seem to get what... You know, sometimes I think, as articulate as you are, I think sometimes the idiots that you're facing, you're speaking over their head. So maybe that will get them to understand that, you know, I still believe, I will say that if you believe in George Bush on any level that he's going to get Social Security taken care of, then you're just as dumb as those Negroes that you said who believe in O.J.'s innocence.
I hear you.
You know, and it just really ticks me off. Now, before I go, I want to frame another word for you.
Can you do it in 20 seconds?
I can do it in 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
When you talk about these Christians, I want you to refer to them as hip-hop Christians.
Hip-hop Christians.
No, not hip-hop. Like you're going to say hypocrisy.
Hip-hop Christians.
Right.
Hip-hop
that's
Christians.
What they are.
All right, I can do that.
From
all
the
right.
Creflo, give me your dollars to the TV Fakes and all of them. I hate every last one of them.
You
are twins when it comes to that. I can't stand them.
Nino, it's good to hear from you. Don't
hey,
be
it's great to hear from you. I saw Molly. She's gorgeous. I love Kathy. I love you. You guys, you know, just, hey, hang in there. Keep the struggle on, brother.
We'll do it.
We're
going to
win.
We'll do it, Nino. Thanks a lot. Thanks
okay,
for checking in.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Back in the days of the dojo, back in the days of busting boards and learning how to work our way up to that black belt.
You got to get your brother to stop calling the show.
That's not my brother. That's my brother.
There's another brother we're going to talk to when we come back, Brother Scott.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
The summer's ending, and then there's September. Back to school, and for the anti-war movement, back to Washington. We'll hear from Joan Baez and others at Camp Casey in Crawford, and we'll get the latest on the lawsuit British Gold Star parents are bringing against their government. Then a professor goes undercover and spends a year as a college freshman. She'll tell us what she discovered, and we'll get the lowdown on the plans for D.C. protests in September. It's not too late to mark your calendar.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mike 92.1.
Hello, this is John Landmark. I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. Westward ho for Hurricane Katrina. Chris Lauer of the National Hurricane Center says the storm has shifted on a path towards Mississippi and Louisiana.
We're not certain exactly where it's going to go, so need to be prepared anywhere in that region between the Florida Panhandle and Southeast Louisiana.
And forecasters say Katrina could make landfall at Category 4 strength. On CNN's Larry King Live, Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Michael Brown urged people in Katrina's second strike zone to prepare now.
So all those people living in all the way from Louisiana over to the Florida Panhandle need to think now about getting ready for what could be a very major storm.
Katrina is blamed for at least 6 deaths in South Florida. More than a million customers there are still without power. The base closing commission decides to shuffle Air National Guard personnel and planes around dozens of units nationwide. But Commission Chairman Anthony Principi says it will help keep some bases on the chopping block open, like Elmendorf in Alaska.
It's an excellent move. It frees up much-needed space at Anchorage International Airport. Consolidates the Air Guard at Elmendorf.
The commission also decided to keep 2 major Air Force bases open, Ellsworth in South Dakota and Cannon in New Mexico. The Food and Drug Administration delays the decision on whether to allow over-the-counter sales of the morning after pill. FDA Commissioner Dr. Lester Crawford says the agency needs more time.
Rather than putting into place such sweeping policy in the context of a decision on a single drug, we need to have an open process to solicit public comment on this policy change before we embark on it.
The FDA will seek public comment in the next 60 days. Sunni negotiators reject the latest draft of an Iraqi constitution. However, the document will still be put up for a vote this weekend. Al-Qaeda in Iraq issues a manifesto calling for violence and hate against all but, quote, true Muslims. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Hi, this is Dr. Drupinski. Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for a DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Well, think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or drink and drive, you lose. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It's back behind bars for two brothers who'd previously been detained and later released in the Natalie Holloway investigation in Aruba. Satish and Deepak Kalpo have been rearrested on suspicion of rape and murder. Holloway's mother, Beth, is glad to hear it.
We spoke with our attorney and FBI this morning and just really encouraged by this news.
Holloway vanished nearly 3 months ago. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warns that the long-term health of the United States economy is at risk. Michael Bazdarich is a senior economist at UCLA.
He's still worried about inflation, and he's still intent on pushing up his interest rates, and he still wants Congress to do something about the budget deficit.
Greenspan spoke at an economic conference in Wyoming on Friday. The end of the week has brought some relief to the cost of crude. Oil prices fell more than $1 a barrel on Friday. They finished up at $66.13 a barrel. This is news from CNN Radio. A legendary athlete will soon be helping people mail their bills and letters. We get the explanation from CNN Radio's John Lawrence.
Starting Monday, stamps with tennis great Arthur Ashe will be available nationwide. The native of Richmond, Virginia, was victorious at Wimbledon in 1975 and was welcomed into the International Tennis Hall of Fame 10 years later. Ashe, who also got the nod as Sportsman of the Year by Sports Illustrated in 1992, died in 1993. John Lawrence, CNN Radio.
It's enough to make Dr. Doolittle scratch his head. The London Zoo on Friday put 8 people on display in cages. The zoo says it's simply an effort to show the public that humans are just another primate. The exhibits kept themselves busy by sunning themselves, playing with hula hoops, and simply waving to the crowd. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
So, you know, when the right-wingers scream those talking points, aren't they off better now? Are they better off now?
No.
Are they better off now? Women folk, not so much.
Women ought to be treated equally in the Iraqi society.
His old giving a laugh there, because even he knows that's a joke, ain't going to happen.
I understand that we've officially lowered our expectations for Iraq.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
College, one small word that can add up to big bucks.
Dallas Salisbury is CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
College isn't cheap, and the cost increases each year. But if you set goals, start early, and take advantage of the tools available, you can pass the tuition test.
Visit www.choosetosave.org.
Plan today and choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike's producer, Kathy Bay. You're listening to a Best of Mike Malloy program tonight because Mike is at home recovering from a summer cold. Mike will return live on Monday to kick some flying monkey tail.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. This just in, as the debate over the teaching of evolution in public schools continues, a new controversy over the science curriculum has popped up this week in Kansas. Scientists from what is called the Evangelical Center for Faith-Based Reasoning are now asserting that the long-held theory of gravity is flawed, and they have responded to it with a new theory of intelligent falling. Intelligent falling. Gabriel Burdett, who holds degrees in education, applied scripture, and physics from Oral Roberts University, said, quote, "Things fall not because they are acted upon by some gravitational force, but because a higher intelligence, God, if you will, is pushing them down." He added, gravity, which is taught to our children as a law, is founded on great gaps in understanding. The laws predict the mutual force between all bodies of mass, but they cannot explain that force. Isaac Newton himself said, "I suspect that my theories may all depend upon a force for which philosophers have searched all of nature in vain." And of course, Dr. Gabriel Burdett says he is alluding to a higher power. Says here, founded in 1987, the Evangelical Center for Faith-Based Reasoning is the world's leading institution of evangelical physics, a branch of physics based on literal interpretation of the Bible. According to one of their papers published simultaneously this week in the International Journal of Science and the adolescent magazine God's Word for Teens, there are many phenomena that cannot be explained by secular gravity alone, including such mysteries as how angels fly, how Jesus ascended into heaven, and how Satan fell when cast out of paradise. The Evangelical Center, in conjunction with the Christian Coalition and other Christian conservative action groups, is calling for public school curriculums to give equal time to the intelligent falling theory. They insist they're not asking that the theory of gravity be banned from schools, but only that students be offered both sides of the issue, quote, so they can make an informed decision, end quote. Dr. Burnett says, we just want the best possible education for Kansas's kids. Now, proponents of intelligent falling assert that the different theories used by secular physicists to explain gravity are not internally consistent. Even critics of intelligent falling admit that Einstein's ideas about gravity are mathematically irreconcilable with quantum mechanics. And this fact, intelligent falling proponents say, proves that gravity is a theory in crisis. A senior fellow with the Evangelical Center, Gregory Lunsden, is quoted as saying, let's take a look at the evidence. In Matthew 15:14, Jesus says, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Now, he says nothing about some gravity making them fall, just that they will fall. And then in Job 5:7, we read, but mankind is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. Okay, if gravity is pulling everything down, why do the sparks fly upward with great surety? This clearly indicates that a conscious intelligence governs all falling, says Mr. Lunsden. Now, critics of intelligent falling point out that gravity is a provable law based on empirical observations of natural phenomena. Evangelical physicists, however, insist that there's no conflict between Newton's mathematics and Holy Scripture. Dr. Ellen Carson, a leading intelligent falling expert known for her work with the Kansas Youth Ministry, says, quote, closed-minded gravitists cannot find a way to make Einstein's general relativity match up with the subatomic quantum world. They've been trying to do it for the better part of a century now. Despite all their empirical observations and carefully compiled data, they still don't know how, end quote. She added, traditional scientists admit that they cannot explain how gravitation is supposed to work. What the gravity agenda scientists need to realize is that gravity waves and gravitons are just secular words for God can do whatever he wants. Some evangelical physicists propose that intelligent falling provides an elegant solution to the central problem of modern physics. Dr. Burdett said, anti-falling physicists have been theorizing for decades about the electromagnetic force, the weak nuclear force, the strong nuclear force, and the so-called force of gravity. And they tilt their findings toward trying to unite them into one force. But readers of the Bible have already known for millennia what this one unified force is. His name is Jesus. Every time I read intelligent falling, I get an image of man or monkey trying to stay balanced on some kind of vehicle. You know, a bicycle, a Segway, Cheney's back. So there you have it, True Seekers. Like I said, just in, it's the other side of the idea that gravity, the theory of gravity, which is nothing more than a theory. It cannot be explained yet. Not really. I mean, it can be explained using mathematical models, but it can't be explained purely, simply, empirically on its own. So it's a theory. It's a theory of gravity. So here's the other side, the theory of intelligent falling. And before we go back to your phone calls, last topic here. You know, why do Republicans really hate women? They bully mothers who lose their children in war. They're opposed to women's rights, including the right to choose an abortion if a woman wants one. Santorum likes them barefoot and pregnant. And would-be Supreme Court Justice John Roberts wants them in the kitchen and out of the closet. Out of the colleges. This is from the Associated Press yesterday. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts disparaged state efforts to combat discrimination against women in Reagan-era documents made public Thursday and wondered whether, quote, encouraging homemakers to become lawyers contributes to the common good, end quote. It's astonishing. You can find this at commondreams.org. This John Roberts, if he's not opposed by every single Democrat, then all your suspicions about Senate Democrats are absolutely correct and true. They are cowardly, spineless, and they are willing to confirm to the highest court in the land a nutcase like this John Roberts. He also, as a young White House lawyer, Roberts also expressed support for a national ID card way back in 1983. He thought it was a good idea. Now, these documents were released in the past few days that show Roberts held a robust view of presidential powers under the Constitution. He wrote in 1985, "I am institutionally disposed against adopting a limited reading of a statute conferring power on the president." In other words, he thinks the presidency should be imperial. It says here, taken as a whole, the material released Thursday reinforced the well-established image of Roberts as a young lawyer whose views on abortion, affirmative action, school prayer, and more were in harmony with the conservative president he served. In one memo, he referred favorably to efforts to, quote, defund the left, end quote. Well, this just goes on and on. Isn't his wife a lawyer? He believes that women should keep their round asses at home and stay out of the professions. I wonder if Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are going to vote to affirm this man's nomination, huh? You think?
Sure makes you wonder what Sandra Day O'Connor would think of that.
Yeah, it does.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, your renewable and sustainable information resource.
Hi, I'm David Murasu. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Murasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Murasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Murasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Murasu, life is good under the sun.
Murasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
This is Steve Earle inviting you to join the revolution as we enlist musicians, authors, actors, and anyone else that isn't afraid to be heard on this Pinko Radio Network and find out what they've been listening to. This week's guest on The Revolution Starts Now is Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
The Revolution Starts Now, Sunday night at 9 on the Mike 92.1.
The revolution starts now. Now.
There's only one thing more destructive than a typical male right-wing pundit. A typical female right-wing pundit. So Ring of Fire salutes the dedicated women who succeeded in the male-dominated field of mean-spirited commentary on today's Triumph of the Shrill. This week, Ann Coulter. The woman so powerful that she single-handedly destroyed Paula Jones. Coulter grew up in Connecticut, where she became popular with her school chums through her infectious sense of humor.
Mommy says you're going to hell. Now give me your lunch money. Stop crying. Can't you take a joke?
It only got better from there. She became a lawyer, then a commentator. Suddenly, liberals hated her. How could that be, when all she ever wanted to do was bring America together?
Liberals hate America. They hate flag wavers. They hate abortion opponents. They hate all religions except Islam post 9/11. Even Islamic terrorists don't hate America like liberals do. Hey, I'm funny. Just like Dave Barry, right?
Then she joined Paula Jones' case against President Bill Clinton. One lawyer said Jones didn't have a case and should take a settlement. But Coulter made sure she didn't.
We were terrified that Jones would settle. It was contrary to our purpose of bringing down the president.
$700,000 in legal bills later, a judge told Jones...
You don't have a case. You should take a settlement.
Jones went broke. Coulter made a small fortune writing a book about it and called Jones... What were Coulter's exact words again?
Trailer park trash.
That's it. Now, after making a career out of trying to bring down a president, she accuses liberals of trying to bring down another president.
It would be a much better country if women did not vote. I'm all for public flogging. Republicans don't have any money. You're all traitors. Why isn't anybody looking at me? I'm funny. Look over here.
Yes, Ann Coulter has helped invent a new kind of national dialogue. The kind of dialogue in which we're not actually talking to each other. For that, Ann Coulter is today's triumph of the shrill.
Stupid, stupid, infinity times stupid. Shut up!
You're on the mic.
The Al Franken Show is my favorite show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, my God! You mean it's not true? Oh, no! You mean it was in The Onion? Well, I thought I was reading something that was real! Oh, Jesus, I got suckered on that one, didn't I?
Stop it. Stop it.
What the hell is wrong with some of you people? I've gotten 15 emails in here telling me that this was really a parody piece. Oh, really? Jesus! Kathy, you have to clue me in on this stuff.
Come on, let's cut him some slack. It's Friday.
Oh, well, Kathy, for Christ's sake, do the people who listen to this program think I am that? Oh, listen to this. This is just one. I'm not going to call a person's name.
I'm listening to Mike Malloy read an article from The Onion, which is a, quote, parody, close quote, news site. He's taking the article on gravity and intelligence falling seriously, and it's making him look foolish. I realize the right-wing fanatics say things so ridiculous that it's hard to sort out what's serious from farce, but I need you guys to try a little harder.
Well, no, I no, it's to my benefit that I guess that I can do something that convincing that I have 8, 10, 12, 14 people, 20 people email to tell me that, Mike, please, it's really a parody.
Talking about falling intelligence, I remember when you were on a WLS in Chicago and you read a parody about pocket puppies. Genetically engineered puppies.
Oh, we made that up.
Okay, but genetically engineered puppies that were so tiny
they fit in your
that
pocket,
they would
yeah.
fit in your pocket, and you know they.
How many we got? We got
thimble.
Like a...
the switchboard crashed with people trying to get a pocket puppy.
I know this was before email was used so completely in talk radio, and they were just overwhelmed.
So my point is, I think maybe this audience is not quite as used to your historic use of parodies such as that occasionally on the program. That's all. Falling intelligence.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Kathy. All right, back to phone calls here. Ken is calling from Idaho. Ken, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey, Ken.
Glad to be on your show.
My pleasure.
About an hour and a half ago, I had five helicopters fly by my house.
Oh, you got to stop growing that reefer.
No, it's President Bush is coming to visit.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And they're going to fly. They're just doing a dry run, I assume. And I can't really think of anything more eloquent to do than run down to the beach and moon him when he flies over. but also, there's going to be a vigil up in Donnelly, which is a little tiny town, and where our whole valley is being changed by this big resort that President Bush is going to. He's going to go ride his mountain bike.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, wait. He's taking a vacation from his vacation.
He's taking a vacation. He's broke.
Well, that's because he's a you know why this cowardly little bastard can't fathom the idea of facing one bereaved mother whose son was murdered by him and his policies. So he's running up to Idaho to ride his bike, huh?
Yep, yep, and he's going to go fishing, from my understanding.
Ow, he's going to go fishing! Oh, goody!
But get this. I work with some people that know this, and they're going to go especially stock a stream with rainbow trout for him and block off the stream so that they can't get out of the section of river that they're
now, stocking. Well, now, Cheney does that. Cheney likes to go, quote, hunting, unquote, with Scalia, where they hunt pheasants and doves, and they hunt them in a place where the birds, they first of all they use bait, but even beyond that, the people who provide this hunting preserve break the wings, at least one wing on one of these birds, so they can't really fly. So then these pigs can shoot them dead. Now I remember the last time, that was last fall, I believe, or maybe fall a year ago, when Cheney came walking out of the woods, and there were reporters there, and he had just bag after bag after bag of these dead pheasants. You know, these people are murderous vampires, and I'm not surprised that they're going to stock a stream for Bush and fence it off. Probably have electric shocks at both ends of the stream, so
probably.
If the fish try to get away, they'll find their genitals attached to an electrode.
Yeah. A friend of mine used to be a hunting guide over in Wyoming, near Jackson.
Yeah.
And he took out Cheney and James Baker. And he, when he described it to me, he just said that James Baker has the most foul-mouthed jokes that he's ever heard. The really offensive, disgusting jokes. Which, I mean, it just fits with these people.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Ken, thanks for checking in, pal. Watch out for the helicopters. You might want to stay indoors for a few days, all right?
Yeah, well, hopefully I don't get shot.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for checking in. All right. The Crawford Coward takes a vacation from his vacation to avoid Cindy Sheehan. Oh, that's so George Bush.
By a shady, weighty pool, gone fishing, out of work and out of school, I don't...
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
More talk and more truth are coming up here on the Mike 92.1.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper?
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Dr. Bob Edgar, General Secretary of the National Council of Churches of Christ in the United States of America. I would like your take on the seriousness of Robertson's comments and basically the mop-up to it.
In 1977, I served on the Select Committee on Assassinations that looked into the death of both Dr. Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy. And the point I was making was that I traveled across the country and interviewed racist, white supremacist organizations and people who had put a $50,000 reward out on Dr. King's head. James Earl Ray took advantage of that opportunity, and while he was a racist, he was also more interested in the $50,000 than anything else, and Dr. King was killed. My feeling is that whenever anyone, whether it's a government official or a private citizen, talks in the extraordinary and inappropriate way that Pat Robertson did about assassinating the Venezuelan president, it sets in motion all kinds of possibilities in terms of people taking him up on that suggestion. Those of us in the faith community believe in forgiveness, but we also believe in repenting, and I don't think that he's repented of his remarks.
What would be a fitting apology, in your opinion?
I think he should resign from the 700 Club, or at least suspend himself for a year or more. I think he ought to retract the statement. His apology was pretty weak. I also think the Federal Communication Commission ought to take a look at the license that he has. While he's mostly on cable, there are some public airways that he's carried on. And I don't think that a so-called evangelist, televangelist, should misuse their power of the television and radio.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
They used to have a law that married couples weren't allowed to get birth control.
Which is nuts, because then who does?
And so that when Griswold
was... What happened to Big Condom?
You mean like Big Oil,
yeah.
Big Coal,
Big Tobacco,
Condom?
Yeah.
I don't think Big Condom has the power. But we are having the CEO of Trojan on a little later.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it, if there's any sitting within arm's length. You will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe, and then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. so I throw my poop at him. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true.
No,
not really.
On a mic, call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291.
I love the bump who made that because I think it's a good way to make friends.
This is the Mike 92.1.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county.
I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows. Occasionally they talk to me.
His mama named him Tommy. The folks just called him Yellow. Something I always told me, they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison.
I wonder why you played that song, Kathy. 25 before the hour. All right, welcome back. Oh, my God. It's Brother Sky Blue checking in from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, please, dear God, make sure he had his battery charged. Hey, Brother Sky, welcome to the program. Our favorites.
My God, Mike, it's 105 degrees in the shade. The river is so, Mississippi River is so low you can walk across. The air is so polluted, thick, I can barely breathe. Jesus said it at the last days in the end times. He said the sun would turn dark and the moon would turn to blood. Lord, Mike, you know, Cindy's poor Miss Sheehan, she gave in. Her mother had that stroke, but you know, she's just a mother. And they had a special on one of the cable news shows this evening about her son that showed his little face. He looks like his puffy-faced little mother. And one thing she did, she brought attention to her son, them wolves, them political journalists, wolves like Christopher Hitchens.
Oh, he's awful. He's awful.
Well, you know, John Lennon talks about, imagine there's no heaven. There's heaven, Mike. You liberals like to deny the power of religion and spirits, a lot of spiritual things sometimes, but you know, that's the kind of heaven you're going to. Yeah, you political journalists, you're going to be up there debating in heaven with old Christopher Hitchens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what you talk about de-evolution, this mind of these guys like this BTK killer, you know. They've degenerated. Their minds are degenerate. I'd like to talk about de-evolution.
All right.
And these fundamentalist Christians, they like to watch this Passion of the Christ movie, you know, all the blood, poor Jesus carrying his cross, bleeding, you know, from the crown of thorns and the bull whips and then nailed to the cross. Oh, yeah, what about these bombs go off, these roadside bombs, and these soldiers?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did we lose him again? Oh, my God. You don't suppose... No, not in Memphis, Tennessee. Not a roadside bomb in Memphis. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. Brother Sky, we'll catch you the next time your craft swings close to the earth. Thanks for checking in, pal. Who wrote this? The Cindy Sheehan song?
This is David Rovix.
All right, let's. This was sent to us. I don't know. Maybe some of you heard this. We just got it this evening. We'll play it and then send me an email. Tell me what you think.
Casey was a good boy. He treated people well, and his mama loved him. Anyone could tell. She'd send him off to school, pack his lunch with care. When he came back home, she hugged him with her fingers in his hair. Cindy, she loved Casey, and when all is said and done, she is every mother, and he was every mother's son. When Casey was a little older, he spent his time each week in that church in Vacaville, in the service of the meek, in the service of his city, in the service of the Lord, with his mama in the pews, all the time they could afford. And if their love alone could save us, then the world would be one. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. People thought the priesthood was where he'd someday be. So some folks were surprised when he joined the army. The recruiter told him he wouldn't have to fight. Cindy hoped this was the case, prayed for him every night. That was before they sent him to the desert with a gun. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. His truck had no armor, and when it came under fire, it and half the soldiers in it became a funeral pyre. Cindy, she was sleeping the moment Casey died, and she knew she'd never see him standing by her side. There was no consolation, no safe place she could run. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. The president, he told her, he died for a noble cause. But Cindy's wondering exactly what that was, since they never found the weapons. Now that Casey's gone, it seems that oil is the game, and Casey was the pawn. Cindy's got some questions, and so does everyone, because she is every mother, and he was every mother's son.
So what do you think of that? That is David Rovics. You can hear that or download it at davidrovics.com. That's DavidRovics. David Rovics, Rovics. davidrovics.com. And it's a song for Cindy Sheehan. Huh. Stan writes in, regarding Bush's vacation, perhaps you missed it, DW is taking his vacation within a vacation in the state that recently polled the highest Bush approval ratings, 59%, I think, Stan writes. Well, that would explain it then. Even in his own state of Texas, people are starting to get sick of this guy. Okay, we're getting a few emails now that you like that song, the KC tribute song. All right, back to the phone calls. I wonder what happened to Brother Sky Blue. I hope he didn't fall into, well, no, falling in the Mississippi River right now would mean nothing. It's only about 4 inches deep. Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Excuse me, Austin, Texas. Hey, Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I called for a couple of purposes. I just wanted to thank you all for letting us vent. It's just ridiculous how bad this has gotten. I mean, even letting us be constructively critical about the Democratic Party being one step left of the Nazi Party is not acceptable in my book. But, man, having us follow the Beatles, man, that's pretty bad. But I really appreciate what Kathy did when she put together that montage of all the administration quotes when back before the election.
Oh, yeah.
MoveOn.org was asking for a... had a competition about... had a competition for the commercial to well, what Kathy put together was simply a montage of all the Bush administration's quotes over the years.
And oh, the one
that would be a self-defeating.
Yeah, tell me lies.
Self-defeating prophecy there.
Yeah, right.
But nonetheless, it's nice to be able to hear somebody that has the same dark sense of humor be able to laugh at stuff that's not funny. I certainly appreciate it, and I wish I had made a better phone call.
Oh, no, your phone call. There's nothing wrong with your phone call, Randy. What?
Well, no, I just got all nervous.
Well, I get nervous every night when I come on this program. I get nervous about the right wing lurkers who sit out there and play with themselves while I'm on the air, because they're like the BTK killer. You know, they get some kind of sexual rush out of hearing this rush. Did I just say rush? Some kind of sexual rush out of hearing this program, and they're out there. So that makes me nervous when I think about that somehow I am helping these people get off. So don't feel bad about feeling nervous. I feel nervous.
Well,
around
here we're working on intelligent smelling.
All right, Randy, call in again, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, you take care. John is calling from San Diego. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I wanted to ask you if you're familiar with the Bohemian Grove.
That's where all the Republicans get to go play queer for a few days.
Do you know about the mock human sacrifice, where they dress up in black robes and sacrifice an effigy of a child by burning it at
I know. They're really sick. Hold on a second. I'll come right back to you, John. Bohemian Grove, when I say they get to dress up and play queer for a couple of days, what I mean is they get all the men that go out there, the Republican men, they just get funky with each other and get to touch each other's asses and run around with no clothes on. And it's a very gay thing. In normal circumstances, it would just be a nude thing. But we're talking about Republicans here.
Sounds like the RNC convention.
Similar.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Listen on the internets. Log on to themike921.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Stephanie. Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
If something is being portrayed as negative, it is for a reason. The right, who has this weird manufactured non-reality that they built by exploiting people's fears, exploiting people's core values through cultural warfare, they've got millions of people believing that the truth is spin.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do, he attends events for me sometimes, he stands in line for stuff, I make him buy condoms, yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but that it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow. That'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad, kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
The Mike 92.1.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Now determining the size and the shape of a package. Not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
That's the Bohemian Grove theme song, I think. Back to John in San Diego. Okay, now... talk to us about the Bohemian Grove, about the symbolic baby murder.
Yeah, they have a mock human sacrifice every summer in July, the second week of July, and there's been video taken of this and photographs taken clandestinely. And what they do is they have the audience of about 1,500 people, and there's about 100 people that gather around this huge 40-foot-tall stone idol that represents Moloch, an ancient deity in the Old Testament. And they literally wear black robes and carry torches, and they bring in a bound effigy and burn it in a sacrificial manner at an altar. And they talk about being in Babylon, and this is taken straight out of the Bible, and it's just absolutely disgusting. So I just want to know if you knew about that aspect. You said that you know about the homosexual activities, and that was reported in the Washington Post that a gay porn star worked in the Bohemian Grove. But I just want to let you know about their satanic child murdering mock human sacrifices.
Yeah, I had heard of that. The only question I had about it is that when they bring out the mock baby, is that before or after Cheney and Scalia shoot the crippled doves?
You know, well, it's probably before. It's the first night to kick off the party.
Oh, is it?
It's called the Creation of Care. And there's been a video, radio show host and filmmaker Alex Jones actually snuck in there in 2000 and took the first video evidence of the ceremony. And they talk about being in Babylon and right. Worshiping.
Well, on the other hand, though, John, you know, what's the big deal? It sounds like the typical Republican fundraiser to me. You know?
Well,
when I heard about the burning thing, it reminded me of the Burning Man Festival. I will never defend Republicans because I think they're the spawn of Satan, but at the Burning Man Festival, it's very symbolic at the end when the huge effigy of a man is burned. So maybe what they're doing here is just it's their way of saying how much they hate life and want to kill babies and are perverted and sick and degenerate thugs.
Well, for the most part, I don't want to say all Republicans, but the Bush
crime family, I say
neocons
that.
Really are a bunch of devil-worshipping Satanists.
They are indeed. They are indeed. Hey, John,
can I give out a website where you can see the photographs and the videos?
Oh, I'd love to. What is it?
You can go to theresistancemanifesto.com and then click on the Bohemian Grove article. Again, that is theresistancemanifesto.com. My name is John Connor. I'm the author of The Resistance Manifesto. If you want to contact me, I can speak to you at length about this. It's quite interesting about their satanic perverted activities.
Oh, God, I love satanic perverted activities, especially when it's done by Republicans, because they're such sick bastards.
And they bring, come on now. I mean,
well, no, they are. They bring a real a panache to a satanic evil crap. TheResistanceManifesto.com, right?
That's it.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks
you
for checking
it.
In. All right. Take care. And click on the Bohemian Grove article.
So you probably want to go there and see if Ashcroft still has the biggest cross.
Probably. All right. Mark is calling from Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Mark. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I really appreciate the fact of how much you hate these people.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I do. But my frustration is really with the Vichy Democrats these days.
Yeah.
And I'm almost apoplectic over it, Mike. I don't know. You know, I'm trying to understand where they're coming from. There's an article in, I think, The Nation, Ari Berman's article, about the fact that they're, you know, that they have to out-talk the Republicans, you know?
Right. Oh, sure.
And I just don't understand it. I mean, we lost an election. Well, sort of lost an election as a result of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you were... I mean, the Democratic Party is going absolutely nowhere. I mean, I just wish there was a hint of...
All right, listen. I gotta let you go, Mark. You're either on a cell phone or a landline, but you're breaking up. Every other word is missing. I'm sorry, pal. If you were on a cell phone, next time you call in, you know how cell phone technology is. It really sucks. Next time you call in on a landline. Okay, we have. You know, so often we try to listen to Brother Sky Blue, who calls in on a cell phone. And we ought to take up a collection. Could we get $3 together to buy him a battery, you think, if we asked everybody who listens to this program, all 30 of the listeners, to send in a dime? We would have $3.
No, I think that what happens is he just keeps rapturing.
Well, that's a possibility. He has, Brother Sky has these little mini raptures. Zip, zip. From George... Mike, have your Idaho buddy that called in about the helicopter flyover watch for a squad of SEALs flown in to hook up a sailfish to Bush's fly gear to prove once again that he is the master of everything that he attempts. Yeah, right. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Unless, of course, that is a some sort of vehicle that he is supposed to man, then he's the master of nothing.
I don't think I quite understand what you just said. But
he can't ride a bike or a Segway. He can't stay vertical or balanced on anything other than Laura Bush, apparently.
From Susan, hey, Mike, I wish this entire country would wake up and see for themselves that Bush's Saudi buddies are funneling lots of cash directly to the Iraq insurgency. That Bush's stolen Iraq oil can't be moved, never mind protected. But that makes the price of oil go up, 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 doesn't it? This criminal president is directly responsible for the IED explosions and other attacks that have killed Cindy Sheehan's son and many other mothers' children. Shouldn't Bush be tried for war crimes, too? Yes. Yes, he should. If we lived in a just society, George Bush would have been removed from office a couple of years ago and put on trial. But we live in the United States of America, 2005. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging.
Take nature-made vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider nature-made vitamin E. Look for nature-made vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with nature.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, I'm Al Franken. Oh, I'm sorry, I got carried away. I'm Rachel Maddow, but I'll be filling in for Al Franken next week on the O-Maddow Factor. Sorry, got carried away. The Al Franken Show with me, Rachel Maddow, all next week. And don't forget my show, The Rachel Maddow Show, with guest host Isaac Davey Aronson, all next week on the O'Davey Aronson Factor. On The Rachel Maddow Show.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is Rachel Maddow. I'm on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. Hurricane Katrina appears headed the way of Mississippi's Gulf Coast and southeast Louisiana. Forecasters say the storm could make landfall Monday at Category 4 strength. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco says preparations are underway.
What I have done is issued a proclamation declaring a state of emergency. That enables all state agencies to marshal our resources and get prepared.
It's cleanup time in South Florida, where Katrina is blamed for at least 6 deaths and has left more than a million people without power. Peter Tian of the American Red Cross says his organization is lending a helping hand.
We have our staff and equipment coming in to help provide meals, financial assistance to families, and mental health support to those who were touched by this disaster.
Katrina is currently packing maximum winds of 105 miles per hour. Two brothers are rearrested in connection with the Natalie Holloway disappearance on suspicion of rape and murder. Investigators say they uncovered new facts and circumstances in the case. Holloway disappeared nearly 3 months ago. The base closing commission keeps two major Air Force installations in business, as we hear from CNN Radio's Dick Giuliano.
To hear base closing commissioner Harold Gaiman tell it, there just would not be any money savings by closing South Dakota's Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Now the question is whether it's reasonable then to back all that military manpower out.
And the commission agreed, delivering a shocking reversal to the Pentagon's plan to close Ellsworth. As for New Mexico's Cannon Air Force Base, Governor Richardson has hope.
I'm encouraged by the commission's action on Cannon Air Force Base. They want to keep it open.
Commissioners heaped praise on Cannon and its community as they struggled to weigh the proper role for Cannon's future. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
It's a decision that could have nationwide implications. A federal bankruptcy judge rules the Archdiocese of Spokane, Washington, can settle sex abuse claims by liquidating its assets. This is CNN.
Can't sleep.
Uh-oh.
So, you're about to take Tylenol PM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a headache?
Uh-uh.
Backache?
Uh-uh.
Fever?
Uh-uh.
You should take Unisom so you don't over-medicate.
Huh?
Unisom doesn't have extra pain medicine like Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Yet, Unisom sleep gels have the same amount of the same sleep medicine as Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Unisom sounds like a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unisom, the go-to-sleep medicine without the extra medicine. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The independent watchdog for the CIA wants the agency to conduct disciplinary reviews for officials involved in failed intelligence reports before 9/11. Former Congressman Bob Barr supports the idea.
I just think there's so much institutional defensiveness here, and the administration does not want to admit mistakes, so I think that this probably will eventually be swept under the rug and we'll be the worse for it.
CIA Director Porter Goss now has to decide whether the reviews take place. CNN Radio's Bob Wicken reports that authorities have announced some arrests in a computer worm attack.
Last week's computer worm crippled news systems at CNN, ABC, The New York Times, and the U.S. Customs Service. The FBI says two men, one from Turkey and the other from Morocco, are responsible. The 21 and 18-year-old were arrested in their home countries by authorities who cooperated with U.S. investigators.
New York State authorities now say 33 people have been hospitalized thanks to a gastrointestinal illness linked to a water park. This is news from CNN Radio. The stock market rounds out a losing week with yet another decline, as we hear from CNN Radio's Alan Chernoff.
The Dow Industrial Average off 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite dipping 0.75%. Energy stocks led the market lower as the price of crude oil eased by 2%. But high energy expenses remain a worry for the market. Trucking stocks were among the day's losers, and retailers declined as an index of consumer confidence dipped. Decliners topped advancers on the big board and the NASDAQ by a ratio of more than 2-1. Alan Chernoff, CNN Radio, New York.
The student newspaper at Southern Illinois University says it was fooled. Turns out a series of stories about an 8-year-old girl and her father serving in Iraq were a hoax. An alumni of the school says she and a former editor made up the articles to help his career. That editor denies the claim. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, went on the air in September of 2004. As we close out our first year, we'd like to thank you for listening and our charter advertisers for supporting Progressive Talk in Madison.
Hi, this is Chad with Perla Mattress Factory Stores in Madison, with two locations at Todd Drive in the Beltline and East Washington Avenue. Everyone here at Perla Mattress would like to congratulate 92.1 The Mike on their first year of success and many more to come.
Here's to another year on The Mike 92.1.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi, you can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. You're listening to a best of Mike Malloy Show this evening. Mike will return live on Monday to kick some flying monkey tail.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Arthur emailed in, and let me share this with you and then back to your phone calls. Hello, Mike. I heard you tonight discussing our vice president's hunting activities. He usually hunts in the fall near some reserve in LaGrangeville, New York. He hunts with his oil company friends who fly their business jets into Dutchess County Airport in New York. The FAA closes the airspace over the hunting grounds to air traffic. Arthur adds parenthetically, I am a pilot. I know the guy who fuel the oil company business jets. Good old boys hunting and bonding, I guess. Probably cost thousands per pheasant when you consider the oil companies declaring their business expenses and deducting them. Makes me sick, Arthur. Yeah, one of the regarding the oil companies, everybody knows this. If you are a liberal, conservatives don't know anything. If you're a Democrat or a liberal or a progressive thinker, conservatives and Republicans have their heads so far up Rush Limbaugh's hiney that it would never occur to them that one of the biggest scams in the history of scams is being worked on the American public right now, and that is the price of not just the price of gasoline, but the profits that are being ripped and gouged out of this country by the oil companies. Are you aware of what's going on? It's astonishing. Nothing has changed in the past 2 years regarding supply, reserves, refining capacity, flow. What has changed is the oil companies have promoted the idea that trouble is just over the horizon, and the futures traders have bid the price of price of oil just off the chart. Now, this is not a bad thing, because the truth is that eventually oil is gone as an energy source. It's gone. But in the meantime, have you been reading some of these articles or watching some of the stuff on television? People who are asked, well, look, you know, you drive this great big Lincoln Navigator or this Ford Expedition or whatever the hell, you know, or Humvee. Aren't you concerned? Nah, hell no, I don't give a damn. What, just because gas is $2.95 a gallon? That's all right with me. Couldn't care less. I'm American. Now, not all of them have that kind of phony Mid-South accent, but you know what I'm saying. But the scams, and in the energy bill that the Republicans just passed, that takes literally billions of dollars out of the pockets of American taxpayers. Billions! Because you know what they've done? They've given subsidies! Oh, for Christ's sake, subsidies to the oil companies! Tax breaks! Subsidies! More money! And the oil companies are producing more profits than in any time in the history of the human race. Nobody, and you know, all of this is tied together. Bush's war in Iraq, the Saudis, the pipeline across Afghanistan, the Caspian Sea oil reserves, the confrontation with China that's just looming over the horizon, the dead Americans, the dead Americans, the dead Americans, the dead Americans, the dead Iraqis, the dead Americans, the wounded Americans, the butchered Iraqis, the dead Americans! So that Bush and his oil company buddies can make this kind of profit. It's unbelievable. How did we become the nation of passive sheep that we've become? I'm talking about normal people, Democrats, liberals, progressives, people who believe that when Jesus talked about healing the sick and feeding the hungry, he meant just that. I'm not talking about these right-wing bastards. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm not talking about the phony Christians. You know, I'm talking about the decent people in this country. How did we become so passive? And I'm not tossing that out rhetorically. I think about this all the time. I really do. I think about it all the time. I can remember different times in my life where I have been a witness to attempts to destroy this country, always by Republicans, always by conservatives. Whether it was Joe McCarthy, whether it was Richard Nixon, just on and on and on. Curtis LeMay, whether it was the Joint Chiefs of Staff trying to engineer fake terrorist attacks in this country during Kennedy's term, and then blaming it on Cuba. I've watched this. Reagan. And I've watched people in so many instances over the past 50 years resist. We don't resist anymore. And I just wonder about that. We let these ignorant savages, these Republicans, right-wingers, who have no claim to even being alive. Because they use and destroy and pervert and murder and just uglify everything that America should stand for. They just turn it into dust, crap, destruction. Self-centered, self-referential, murderous thugs. And what do normal, what are the vast majority of us, the vast majority of us who are normal? We are not Republicans. We do not listen to Limbaugh. We do not listen to this little twerp, Sean Hannity. We don't do that. We love our children. We love our families. We love our country. We love our Constitution. We love the struggle that this country has gone through for 230 years to bring justice to people denied justice. And what do these Republicans do? Everything in their power to corrupt, pollute, destroy, set back, reverse, ruin, pee all over, blow up, murder, kill. God, how did we become, the majority of us who don't think that way, how do we become such a nation of sheep? How do we allow our media to come into the hands of these Nazis and cowards? There's only two kinds of Republicans, a Nazi-like and a coward. And sometimes they kind of blend together. And if Nazi offends you, okay, fascist. Okay, if that offends you, corporatist. It's all the same. Trust me. Trust me, Bubala. It's all the same. How did we do that? How did we become such a nation of sheep? Why are we sitting back on our asses waiting for September 24th, 5th, and 6th to take to the streets? Millions of us, huh? Why? I'm just curious. Just curious. I wish somebody could provide an answer. Just item after item after item that constitutes news these days about atrocity after atrocity committed domestically here at home by this Bush crime family. And this drum-beating right-wing cadre of sick, perverted talk show hosts and television talk show hosts. And oh my God, it's just, you know, the attack on Cindy Sheehan is just the latest example of these filthy bastards. Remember when the USS Cole was attacked and 17 American sailors died? And rather than be concerned about what an atrocity had been committed, all the right-wingers did was blame it on Clinton. But, you know, three missiles were fired at U.S. ships today in the port of Aqaba, I believe. Have you heard anything from these right-wing bastards talking about their filthy, filthy president and his policies that have brought this about? Do you realize that George Bush is destroying the world? You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of hogs. They throw away your rights and feed them to the dogs. You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Huddled masses are still welcome. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
They're declaring that it's not a war anymore. We're now inside of World War Struggle 3. In Arabic, struggle means jihad. And in German, it translates to Kampf, which is good because Hitler wrote Mein Kampf behind bars, and I hope that's where Bush will write the story of his struggle. He's a struggle time president.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
In this fiscally irresponsible Republican era, who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel is hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey rice, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you again. I got to hand it to you. Every time you play one of Bush's clips, he sounds more and more like a rap. R-A-P. Retarded ass putz. But, you know, I am absolutely outraged also at the attack against Cindy Sheehan and the hypocrisy of Bush and the right-wingers saying Bush deserves to have a private life, leave him alone, let him enjoy his vacation, stuff like that. How quick they forget that, number one, it was Bush who interrupted his vacation last time around just to politicize off of the Terry Schiavo thing. And while we're at it, he's the one, along with his fellow right-wingers, that invaded on the Schiavo family's privacy. And the thing is, how many lives has Bush interrupted? How many lives has Bush has taken? Not just from this Iraq war, but even going as far back when he was governor of Texas with the countless number of executions, and some of which were against innocent people. I mean, I've had it up to here with the hypocrisy and everything. And, you know, I got a question for you. You might have the answer to this. You with me?
Oh, yeah, I haven't left. I'm here. I'm just having a beer.
I'm sorry, guy. Question is that with the amount of American soldiers that have been killed, I know there are some states that have what is called felony murder. I'm sure you heard of that.
What is it again?
Felony murder.
Oh, yeah, felony murder, yeah.
Yeah. What if I suggested to you that if there was a rightful prosecutor in each of those states, and depending on if the victim, I'm talking about the fallen soldiers, was from that state, could not and should not the prosecutor file criminal charges against Bush for felony murder?
No, because Bush is operating, yes, morally, yes, but legally, practically, no. Bush is acting under the powers that come with the office, even though those powers are way removed from what the Constitution had in mind.
And I'm only adding to the fact about his ongoing lies regarding the war. He sees what's happening. People are telling what's happening, and he's just turning a blind eye and an ear. And I just wish the Republican Congress would just get up off their asses and take action. Not forget about just criticizing him. I think the thing is that they're afraid if they openly criticize him and take action against
him. Oh, my God.
Huh?
Go ahead. Just hit a wrong button here. If they openly criticize him and take action
against him the way Democrats took against Lyndon Johnson, they feel that they're opening the door to more vulnerability and they're afraid of losing power. Duh. If they don't take action, 2006 is around the corner. Either you take action, Republican Congress, or we will by boning your asses out. Am I not correct?
Well, I hear you. Michael, I hope what you say is true. Thanks for checking in, pal.
You got it, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, you too. But I think most of us understand that when an organization like the Bush crime family and the Republican Party, which is almost as bad, perhaps worse, when you have two criminal enterprises like this, whether they are strictly involved in, drugs, prostitution, gambling, whatever, or if they're geopolitical crime families that are involved in the theft of other countries' natural resources or the accumulation of power, dominance, global markets, whatever, whatever it is, they do not willingly give up power. That just doesn't happen. Power is becomes a means of achieving something, and I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. It becomes an end unto itself. Power is what these people are involved in, and Mao's Little Red Book in talking about the overthrow of the so-called nationalist Chinese in that country all those years ago. Mao's famous quote that I can't quote it, but it's something about power comes, true power comes from the barrel of a gun. The power that has been accumulated in this country into the hands of corporations, and yes, corporations, absolutely. This is a corporate state now. The power that has been accumulated into the hands of corporations in their support of these right-wing sociopaths that now run the country is unprecedented. There's never been anything like this. And it's not going to be given up. It's going to have to be taken back.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Stripping away the right-wing rhetoric, Madison's progressive talk, The Mike, 92.1.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Leading progressive speakers are going to Fighting Bomb Fest on September 10th. Here's a sneak peek on the Mike 92.1.
Hi, this is Gwen Moore, Congresswoman from the 4th Congressional District of Wisconsin. I am so looking forward to coming to Fighting Bomb Fest September 10th. I think it is so important for progressives to renew their connection and their roots, to remember why we do what we do. Because it doesn't matter whether you accomplish what you want to accomplish during your season. It's important to realize continuity of struggle. And when I'm at Bob Fest, you know, with the environmentalists, folks there for peace and justice, folks there looking out for the poor, I am just in the zone. Bob Fest is part of a continuity of struggle. Bob Fest simply is a day for us to just to kind of get recharged with that mission, to get focused with that mission. I think that while Bob Fest may be an action day, action is something that is progressive, something that you do every single day until you reach that goal. One of the things that progressives need to do is to get on message and stay on message. And Bob Fest gives us an opportunity to do that. We have speakers from all over the country that are expected to come, and they sort of give you your cliff notes. I am so proud to be from a state where Fightin' Bob was governor and Fightin' Bob was a congressman. I'm so proud to be a part of a legacy of struggle.
Join us for Fightin' Bob Fest on September 10th. This is the Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm Peter Lauper. This week on Mother Jones Radio, Mother Jones publisher Jay Harris and I take a look at a fascinating court case, New York City versus gun manufacturers. The city claims gun makers are looking the other way, ignoring sleazy dealers who peddle weapons to criminals. And we check in with a Blackfeet hero, a woman intent on righting wrongs that cost Indians $176 billion.
Mother Jones Radio, Sunday at noon on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God!
I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he's dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people, they oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Too long. This is Ed Schultz. Tune in weekdays at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Make you want to get up and dance? All right, a couple of quick emails here, then back to your phone calls. This is from Nathan. Mike, I was just listening to your rant on oil profits and passive Americans. You were wondering about how we've become a nation of sheep. Here's the answer. Stuff. We have a lot of it, and we need none of it. Stuff controls our lives and shifts our concerns to things that are meaningless. Drop your cable TV and stop eating garbage. Sell your new SUV and drop your cell phone. See how many bills you can live without. Pull yourself away from everything you've ever known. Then look and see what is before your eyes. See what everything comes from and goes to. Meditate. Become aware and conscious. Breathe. See yourself. Look at everyone else. You will see what matters because you care about it. Then sacrifice, love, and find happiness. The world cannot take anything away from you. You will have true power. Well, I remember back when I believed that. That was when I was listening to a lot of Moody Blues back in the early 70s. And I know there's just a mountain of truth here. But I am a flawed, weak human being, and there's no way that I can... I know it's a choice. It's been suggested to me by a couple of people whom I really respect, you know, you ought to get out of the business you're in, Malloy. You know, stop. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. Except, you know, every night participating in a huge wash of frustration and rage and anger. That's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your audience. Yeah, on a certain level, that's probably true. But I have tried to be an enlightened soul, and if there is anything to afterlife, which I thoroughly do not believe, but if there is anything to repeating the cycle and staying on the wheel of birth and death until one becomes an enlightened individual, then okay, maybe next time, maybe the 10,000th or 1,000,000th or 30,000,000,000th time after this one, I can get some enlightenment. I am not an enlightened human being. I'm not. I've said before, I had a good friend one time tell me that she said, you know, you're a very young soul. You haven't learned anything. And you're going to suffer for it. But the suffering is good, so embrace it. And I thought, what the hell are you talking about? But, you know, I can figure that part of it out intellectually. Can't you? Come on. We're not getting too deep here. This is easy stuff. You can pretty much tell, or someone can observe you and tell, someone who's enlightened, to any degree, can observe you and tell if you're an old soul, young soul, whatever, if you believe that stuff, which I don't. But casting aside the arrogance that I display when I say I don't believe that stuff, the possibility does exist, right? Just like I've said it before, like Leonard Cohen has said many times, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets through. Okay. All right. Okay. I have great respect for enlightened individuals, and you don't have to be a Gandhi or a Martin Luther King Jr. You know, you can be Joe Nobody or Mary walking down the street. You know, you don't have to be anybody. And you can be highly enlightened. Nobody will ever know it, but you know it. Right? So, yeah, I appreciate what Nathan wrote, but at least if this is nothing more for me, I don't know what it is for you, but if it's nothing more for me than another turn of that wheel, I'm kind of condemned or programmed or essentialized to be right where I'm at. Right? Huh? Isn't that true, too? This is from Tammy in L.A. This is regarding gasoline. Mike, I've always been in favor of charging European levels for gasoline with the proviso that the extra funds be used to develop both alternative energy sources and a vast public transportation system. But though the energy bill is just another in a long list of atrocities committed in the last 4-plus years, it is in many ways the absolute most egregious. And how right you are about Bush destroying the world. He came along at just the right time. A nation set up to hate anything political, combined with the tragedy of 9/11, combined with the cabal of evil, evil people who will do anything to win anything. There are no rules in their world. Urinate on the grave of a grieving mother, son? Absolutely. Destroy a triple amputee for political gain? You bet. We can't play by their rules, or we become them. But damn, we've got to get more control of the airways. It's the only way we can win. Well, that and giving a spine transplant to every Democrat in the United States Congress. Tammy in L.A. Yeah, okay. I hear you. A couple of emails from Tammy and Nathan. Back to your phone calls. Ray is calling from Minnesota. Ray, welcome to the program.
My dear friend Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I hope you got my email on August the 11th, Mike. It was a long one, I'll warn you.
Well, I get maybe
8 truckloads a day, right?
Yeah, 200 or 300 a day. I swear to God, I do.
Okay, but I hope you can find it because, number one, I want to apologize to everybody because my webmeisters were in Alaska for the last several weeks, and we've got a lot of catching up to do. But secondly, Mike, I'll say on the air what I said to you on August the 11th in the email. We need to begin to have a discussion across this country through committees towards the eventual declaration. I'm going to call it a People's Declaration of a State of Emergency. This guy has to go, and he has to go now. And if we've got to put 150 million people in the streets to bring this empire down, then we better do it now. I'm tired of the intellectualizing. I love democracy now, and I love Air America, but I think there's way too much. That's what I love about you. You just scream and yell. Thank the goddess for you. I know, I've had it up to here. I listened to Arianna Huffington tonight droning on, and I know she means well, but enough of the intellectualizing already. We've got to get this guy out of office now, not 3 years from now. And I don't care how it's done at this point.
Well, you can't fall into that like my emailer just said. You get too far into that, or I get too far into it, we become them.
No, and I'm not advocating craziness or violence or any of that. I'm advocating an awakening of the American people. I'm advocating something, Mike, that will electrify the muscle tone and the body politic of this country. I just listened to this horrible woman earlier tonight. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. I mentioned her in the email. Janet Parshall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She's a talk show host, isn't she?
She's the Axis Sally of our time.
Right.
The woman ought to do time for what she... And then she's got her husband, this little slime bag lawyer, who just, you know, all your worst stereotypes about right-wing lawyers. We need to get tough with these people. And my, I'm as frustrated as you are. You know, this thing you did earlier tonight about some craziness about gravity...
Yeah. Right.
Now, Mike, this is what John Ralston Saul calls the Great Leap Backward. This is a great Canadian scholar, John Ralston Saul. The Great Leap Backward. And thank goddess, I do happen to believe in, you know, acknowledge a creator, who and what she is. I don't know and I don't care. I don't think we need to lose any sleep over that. But I do thank her for you, for your Kathy, the baby, the mighty Marge. That'll teach us not to stereotype Indiana. That lady is great.
Yes, she is.
But I do want people to get back on our website, www.kalpooli.net. As I said, we've been a little lax the last several weeks. My webmeisters were gone, but get on our website. Let's have this discussion, at the very least, Mike, a discussion about a people's declaration of a state of emergency from the bottom up to teach the Karl Roves of this world that they're not going to get away with what they've been doing.
Well, I'm in total, complete agreement with you, Ray. I'm not sure exactly how to do that unless we can put 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 million people in the streets.
If
we can do that, then this regime is history. Because it is run by cowards and bullies, and the people who supported our cowards, down to the last little slimy crawling Republican out there who says that Bush is a good leader. If we can put that many people out in the streets, then we've won. Ray, got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
Keep it up, brother.
All right, appreciate your call.
Hussein, oh, please don't get me wrong. If it's free in the Iraqi people, after them, why have we waited so long? Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer to why him, why here, why now? 'Cause it's all about the price.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Liberal. Take back the words on the Mike 92.1.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I was in this airport and I still smoked. I don't smoke now. And I was in the smoking lounge, which is not a lounge at all. It's a glass coffin. And I now walk out and I smell like the bottom of an ashtray. Hey, you really have to assess yourself and say, How much do I really want to be part of this demographic?
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. "Touch means so much" wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
6506. Madison, you're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Radio.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to our crew for exemplary work tonight and all this week. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas, the three horsemen of the apocalypse in New York. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas, the four horsemen of the apocalypse scattered around the country. And She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Also, thanks to David Rovix, davidrovix.com, for a song for Cindy Sheehan, and waxaudio.com for Imagine This. Back to your phone calls here. Trey is calling from Arizona. Trey, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Well, thanks, Mike. Hey, I just love your show.
Well, thank you.
And I got to say something. I recently became a father. When I learned of all this, I was listening to Air America all the time, and I logged on to your website, and I saw the pictures of your baby, and it just made me confident that I could be a father. And your baby's beautiful, and thank you very much for that.
Well, that's very kind of you. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Don't count on any sleep, though.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. Say goodbye to sleep.
We had a couple months there where she was sleeping, and then the teeth started coming in. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's yeah. It's we're going through the same thing now, and I'll tell you, I don't know. We try to catch naps during the day occasionally, but forget about going to bed, having 8 hours, and getting up feeling like you just had a nice night's sleep.
You know what? After 4 hours, I feel like I'm the king of the world.
Say, wait a minute. See, Kathy, it's not just us. All right. Now, the real reason you called, Trey.
Yeah. No. I told the guy that I was calling about Sheehan, and I am, and I want to know how to support her. With a young child here, we can't. I would love to drive out there, you know, and I'd love to support her, but I want to know, you know, if there's a foundation or something we can send food or support to that camp out there.
The in Crawford, Texas, what is it, Kathy? The peace. What is it, Kathy?
The Peace House.
The Peace House in Crawford, Texas, is that the name of it? If you do a Google on that, do an internet search on that, Trey, you will find an address. Now, when Cindy called in here this past week, and said that when she showed up out there, the Peace House in Crawford had about $3 in the bank, and their $90,000 mortgage has been paid off now with okay. Donations coming in. That's a good way. The other way is to support her or her movement is to do you know the best way to catch butterflies?
I don't know the best way.
The best way to catch butterflies is to find a meadow where butterflies hang out. And get comfortable and sit down, and then just try to imagine. This is going to sound weird. That you're a flower, and the butterfly will come to you. So the best way to help Cindy Sheehan might be to just, of course, with the baby, this is a little bit hard. Just
yeah.
Kind of think and leave your mind open, and it will come to you how to do it. Because you're right, most of us who have little kids, we can't truck down to Crawford, Texas. We can't do it. We want to. You know, I could hop on a plane and be down there tomorrow, but that would leave all the responsibility of Molly with Kathy, and that's not fair, and yada, yada, yada. So
right.
just open up just wait. Something will present itself. You've already expressed the desire to help, so that...
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that in itself is... You've just activated a magnet. Something will be attracted to that magnet. And
I'll tell you, Mike, we're sitting here in the mountains of Arizona, and I don't think many people know that there are mountains and that Arizona is actually nice and comfortable. It's not a totally hot desert.
Right.
You know, and there is a station in Phoenix which broadcasts Air America, but for the most of us outside of that range, we listen to you on the web, and there are a lot of us out here. That would just love to help, and
mm-hmm.
outside of metropolitan areas, it's really tough, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, do you have a pen or something to write with?
Absolutely.
Okay, a website that you can go to that will give you some information to help is, it's all letters, gsfp.org.
Okay.
GSFP.org. Go to that website, and you'll get as much information as you could possibly want. You know, about how to help. And bless you for. I mean, I don't dispense blessings. I can't. But the cosmic hoo-ha, the hairy thunderer.
Hey, I feel
it, man. Yeah, will bless you, whoever he or she is. Those are good thoughts, and they'll work out. Trey, thanks. I got a boogie. You have a nice weekend out there in the mountains of Arizona. Okay. Take care, sir. And everybody who I left on hold, I'm sorry. I apologize. Beat me, flay me, make me do bad talk radio. I'll see you Monday. All right, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
This is Mornings Edition's grief correspondent, Mort Martinson. It's my sad duty to inform you that Mark Maron and Mark Riley have both